It is so good to be here at Pilgrim Camp. I'm so thankful for this place. And I'm not just saying it because he said he was thankful for me. I am thankful for Brother Phil. And I'll just maybe give you a little glimpse as to the rest of the story. It was right here at this altar at about 9 or so years old that the Lord got a hold of my heart, really convicted me of sin and the desperate need that I had for him. And as I left this place, I believe I might have been one of the last campers out after that altar call during one of those evening services. Just outside that door, Brother Phil, who walked me out, put his arm around me. He said, "Gary, have you ever asked Jesus into your heart?" And right there outside of this room, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And so I'm thankful for Brother Phil, who was the head counselor at the time, and thankful for all of the counselors throughout the years who really allowed Jesus to live through them and touch my life in such a tremendous way. And it wasn't just here on the village side, but later on as I became a staff member at Pilgrim Camp, I was able to work on grounds, lifeguarding, counseling myself. And during one of those summers at about 20 years old, as I was in the garbage, the pickup truck taking the garbage to the dump with Brother Bob Petfield over there, he said to me, "Gary, have you ever thought about going into ministry?" And my dad, who was a pastor, was wise to never necessarily encourage me or my sisters to go into ministry, but just to seek the Lord for his will for our lives. Amen. But when Brother Bob asked that question, something inside of me responded yes to him. And I wondered, what just came out of my mouth? But the Lord had been working, and just so thankful for this camp, for all the volunteers, all the precious people throughout the years that God has used to touch my life, and glad to be a part of seeing that happen for the next generation. The overall theme at Pilgrim Camp this summer, in case you did not know, is prayer. And so we chose to make prayer our focus for the fourth period with the boys at Pilgrim Camp this year. And so we're learning various prayers in the Bible that seem to pack a powerful punch. And we're learning from the Lord as he taught his disciples how to pray, what we sometimes call the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. And we're not just learning about prayer. I think more importantly, we're praying. Amen. And we're applying these principles from the Word of God in our lives. And it was so wonderful to see during the first meeting, the first official night meeting that we had with the boys, that every single one of them responded to the call of answering the knock on their heart from Jesus. Amen. And open their heart and let Jesus come in. And it was just such a great moment in this room on that first night that we had together. We learned that God gave his son. God gave his son because he loves us. And then just a few days later, one of the counselors, Brother Levi, he gave a message that really spoke to the hearts of all of us, especially who've gone through such a difficult few years, our young people especially in our society, for various reasons. And when Brother Levi spoke, he gave us an opportunity not to just receive what God gave to us, but now to give to God things in our lives that don't belong there. And so once again, every single boy responded and chose to lay all of their burdens at the feet of Jesus. And as we prayed for one another, we believe God freed some of our young people from even things like depression and anxiety and sometimes intrusive thoughts that they've been dealing with. And so we're thankful that we have such a good friend in Jesus Christ. No matter what our friends in this earth do, no matter even what some of our family perhaps do, we know that we have a Savior who sticks closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. So without further ado, we'd like to sing for you the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," and then we'll recite some scripture for you as well.
present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7.
Thank you. That was really wonderful. Praise God. I'm also thankful this morning for my wife. And she's here with me this morning and at camp, and she's going to share something with us. Come on.
Good morning.
Boys, I've enjoyed watching you down at the beach, playing volleyball, swimming at the boathouse, walking up and down the road. You know, I was a camper one time, just one time, literally. 12 years old, I was a Gray Heart. And who are the Gray Hearts here? Gray Heart is always the best cabin, because I came later on to council. And something about the Gray Hearts. Are they like
yeah,
one of the...
Yeah, they really are.
Maybe it's the word, Great Heart.
Wow.
Yeah, something. But I only came one time. I was 12 years old. I didn't grow up in church. His parents pastored a church across from where I lived. And we kind of went to the VBS on occasion. And at 12, they sent me to camp. And when I came back, I never went back to church ever. My parents didn't make me go to church, and so I just stopped going until I was 19. But I'm going to read a verse to you and to the counselors and the people. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God had been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field and God's building. And I attribute that the Lord kept me through all those years, even though I was in the world, because of the work that happened in camp. There was a planting of the seed in my heart. There was a watering that took place that kept me those 12 years, even though then I went into the world's planting field. And the world was planting different things into my heart and into my life. And yet the work that God had done, I feel, at camp, and even seeing all the prayer that goes into camp from the entire year, right? That's planting. That's planting. That's watering. But God gives the increase. And so at 19, I returned back to church, maybe around May, June, July, I came back to a waitress not saved. And the Lord just revealed himself to me. It's like what I was missing. It just clicked. He revealed himself to me through Brother Callis. And then I just began, gave my heart to the Lord and began serving the Lord from then on. It's been about 33 years now. But I was thinking, then at 19, Brother Gary, it's interesting, coincidentally, that you were here and your mom, our youth group, were the Overcomers, and we went to your house, and your husband shared the testimony, his testimony, and it was so powerful. I remember just hearing how the Lord had changed him. He had a powerful testimony, and I feel again, the seed was planted. It was watered, but then at that point, God was just giving the increase right away, because sometimes we don't see the Lord working, right? You count as a working, you're working. You don't always see your fruits of your labor right away. We know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so, kids, I want to give you a job this week. Every day you pray and ask the Lord to prepare your heart, your soul, and your mind to receive the seeds that these counselors are putting into your life. Seeds of love, seeds of joy, seeds of peace, seeds of forgiveness, of prayer, right? You're learning how to pray that prayer, our Father. May you never forget that He's your Father. Prayer of God, seeds of God's purposes, seeds of obedience. And so there's a lot of planting that's taking place at camp and a lot of watering. People are praying because you never know when you go back. You're here for 1 week and then you're back to your regular lives. Your friends will influence you. The world will influence you. What you watch on TV will influence you. And think of it like a seed. Those are seeds that go into your heart when you turn on the TV, when you're with your friends, when you're in school, in all these other situations. And so again, just send this week. That's your job, okay? Can you do this? You're going to ask the Lord to prepare your heart to receive whatever seed Brother Gary and these counselors want to put into your heart, want to plant. They're going to plant and they're going to sow, because then it's God's job to give the increase. It's not our job. You do your part. You gentlemen, counselors, you just plant. Keep planting. I have a verse too, another verse. Now remember, this is for the counselors. This, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows generously, that the blessing may come to others, will also reap generously and be blessed. And I want to encourage you to keep planting, because you don't know what field they're going to go into when they leave here. Right? For 7 years I was in the world, and by God's grace and the work, the seed that was planted then gave an increase, and I was kept from certain things because of that. And so you never know where these boys, where life is going to take them. And so your job for now is just to plant the seed. Plant the seed. Water it. It's not your job for the increase. It's not your job to see the results. Whose job is it? It's the Lord's, and He is faithful. And He tells us again that our labor is not in vain. And I just want to read one more verse to the counselors. So, my word that goes forth out of my mouth will not return empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve that purpose for which I sent. And so the seed that you sow into the lives of these boys, again, God's promise, it's not going to return empty. He's going to fulfill His purposes. And so I want to encourage you again to sow generously. God gives the increase. God gives the growth. It does not return empty. It accomplishes God's desire and purposes. And so may the Lord continue to bless you. We're praying for you. We feel for you and with you. But the Lord is good and He is faithful.
Amen.
Because it's His work and His kingdom that will increase.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's take our hymn books and we'll sing 159. At this time, we'll receive our Sunday morning offering. It's the one offering we take throughout the week. And it goes in its entirety for our children's fund. So I'll ask you to stand as we sing 159. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path, O way, to guide and to save me from sin, and show me the heavenly way. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart. For
establish and fix on high thy faithfulness unto all men, abideth forever nigh. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might not sin, that I might not sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart. At morning, at noon, and at night, I ever will give thee praise. For thou art my portion, O Lord, and shall be through all my days. Thy word have I hid. Foretold the Savior and morning star, salvation and peace have been brought to those who have strayed afar. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might not sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart.
You may be seated and we'll sing the chorus as we do.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might not sin, that I might not sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Hallelujah. Those are the seeds, as my wife mentioned, that are being planted this week. The word of God. There's power in the word of God.
Amen.
So let's all close our books and put them quietly under our chairs. It's raining a little bit, so that means I get to keep you as long as I need. We can't send you out of the rain, right? Praise God.